Today's scripture is James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, which is found on the front of your bulletin or on the screen. Taming the tongue. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great is a forest set ablaze by a small fire? And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Now is the Holy Spirit whispering to you, how do we stand up for the cross during the week? Lord, let us hear your word this morning. Speak your truth. Speak gently, but as loud as you need to for us to truly hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There is a story doing the rounds about a woman who was in a car accident, and it was a very serious car accident. Now, we all know that where there is a wreck, a lawyer is soon to follow. And he said to her, "Ma'am, you ought to collect some damages out of this." "Damages?" she responded. "Man, I've collected enough damages. What I need are repairs." She may have had things a little mixed up, but she knew that her primary need was to get fixed up, to get repaired. The need the Bible calls our attention to today is a subject in everyone's mouth. The tongue. And when it comes down to this most powerful muscle in our bodies, what we need is not more damages. What we need is more repairs. I heard about something this week that I think is a great idea. Watch your words for a week. Listen carefully to what you say. Every time you speak a kind word about another person, put $10 in a jar and remove $5 for every unkind word. At the end of the week, will you be rich or are you going to have to take out a loan? At the beginning of the week, I'd load up. I'm telling you the truth. "Oh, sissy, I love your new hair. I love what you're wearing. You're the best thing that has ever happened to me. $30, just like that. Not bad. But are those things that I normally say? We praise God with our tongues. But we also put down and malign others with our tongues. We speak words of love, but also words of hate with the tongue. James closes verse 8 by going so far as to say that the tongue is full of deadly poison. It is a tool of the serpent. And once we sink our fangs into someone and let rumors and slander and malicious words flow, there is no cure. There is no remedy. The damage is done. And none of us need more damages. We need repairs. Peter denied our Lord with only a few words. Moses was receiving two tablets when the Israelites came to his brother Aaron, demanding that he make them a god to lead them. That story always scares me to death. That they believed you could make a god. How quickly they forgot. And 3,000 of them were killed by the Levites. The commander of Sennacherib's army bragged that no god of any army could defeat him. The angel of the Lord struck down 185,000 of his army. Judas, out of remorse for having said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver Jesus to you?" went out and hanged himself. His own words killed him. There are probably more people who will never come to church because of the uncontrolled tongues of Christians than for any other reason. On the other side, the side we are called to be on, there are the inspiring words of David and to Goliath. "I come against you in the name of the Lord." Peter saying, "We must obey God rather than human beings. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I go to prepare a place for you." There are people in this world who have never heard an encouraging word from any of their family members. I know a lady who did not hear the word grace until she was 14 years old. We need to learn the lesson that every dog already knows. Every dog knows you wag your tail and not your tongue. James compares the tongue to three small things. A rudder is small compared to the rest of the world, but it is in control. Bits in the mouths of horses. A small spark striking in the middle of a large forest. I have a fourth example. Peggy might weigh 80 pounds soaking wet. Not going to ask, no, don't say a word. Remember what this sermon is about and don't say a word. Now, Peggy might weigh 80 pounds soaking wet, but a Clydesdale weighs 2,000 pounds, can weigh more. But if you put them in a ring together, my money is on Peggy. She will have that horse sitting up, rolling over, high-fiving, playing dead, and twirling on one leg like a ballerina in no time at all. No doubt about it. If she controls the bit and the bridle. The woman is small, but she is fierce. Shakespeare, you may not know this, but Shakespeare wrote those words about Sharon. You know it's true. You were there. Oh, I forgot what I'm preaching. Sorry, Sharon. The tongue is only 3 inches long, but it can kill a person who is 6 feet tall. Do you speak trash or do you speak treasure? One is a way to stand up for the cross. The other is not. Every time we tear down, we criticize, we gossip, or slander someone made in the image of God, we dishonor the one who, while we were yet sinners, died for us on the cross. Do we speak trash or do we speak treasure? Sissy, I love what you've done with your hair. I usually say that because she always gets it done and I never notice. So about once every 2 or 3 weeks, I say, oh, is that a new haircut? And if I get it wrong, no harm done. And if I get it right, oh, wow, I'm the best husband in the world. Sissy, I love what you're wearing. Sissy, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Forget $30. You see, when I say those words, they're priceless. Amen.